Track 9. How Anna Sewell's house is still helping horses. The Yarmouth birthplace of Black Beauty author Anna Sewell was once almost shipped to America, but it's still in Norfolk.
The birthplace of Black Beauty author Anna Sewell has opened to visitors as part of Red Wing's Horse Sanctuary. The quaint building on Church Plain in Great Yarmouth is a new education and outreach centre for the Norfolk-based charity, which cares for more than 2,000 horses and donkeys across Britain. Anna, who was born in the historic house in 1820, wrote Black Beauty to highlight the ill treatment of working horses. Published by Gerald in 1877, it became a publishing phenomenon, selling more than 50 million copies. Now, her birthplace has become a showcase for her work and Red Wing's mission to stop cruelty to horses. Decades ago, Yarmouth almost lost Anna Sewell House when a Black Beauty fan wanted to dismantle the building and rebuild it in the USA. However, a local couple were so keen to protect it that they bought it, and their son, a horse lover and Red Wing supporter, has now leased it to the charity. Gemma Walpole of Red Wing said, "We couldn't be more honoured to be able to look after this important building and use it to showcase Anna's story and share how our work addresses the horse welfare challenges of today." She said that although the book is now thought of as a children's novel, it wasn't written for children, but for horse owners. Anna wanted to induce kindness, sympathy and an understanding of the treatment of horses. It's so important to the owner of Anna Sewell House that the property be used in a way that's a fitting legacy to Anna and her work to improve horse welfare. So it makes perfect sense for it to be a showcase for the work Red Wings does today, said Gemma. The book was so influential that it prompted changes to horse-drawn taxi regulations and the outlawing of the cruel bearing rein, used to keep horses' heads fashionably but painfully high. Anna was born in the house in 1820, but the family later moved to London, where, aged 14, she fell and injured her ankles. Barely able to walk, she became reliant on horse-drawn transport and developed a deep love of horses, which were essential in Victorian times for everything from farming to travel. Anna and her brother Philip often returned to Norfolk to stay with their grandparents at their farm in Buxton, near Aylsham. And as an adult, Anna moved back to Norfolk and spent her final 10 years in a house in Spixworth Road in Old Catton, just north of Norwich. It was here, bedbound and in pain, that she created perhaps the most famous fictional horse in history. Black Beauty himself narrates his heartbreaking, heartwarming story from carefree farm foal to beast of burden pulling carriages and carts for a succession of increasingly cruel owners. Finally, he finds kindness again. Anna wrote part of the books on slips of paper, dictating some to her mother, Mary, who was herself an author of best-selling children's books. Black Beauty far outperformed them all and has never been out of print. But Anna died just 5 months after its publication. She was buried in the Quaker Cemetery at Lammas, near Buxton. In Norwich, at the entrance to Sewell Park, on land once owned by her brother, there's a horse trough memorial to the writer, and on the campus of nearby Sewell Park Academy is Sewell Barn, where the horse which inspired Black Beauty once lived. The little house on Church Plain in Yarmouth is the latest memorial to Anna. It's been a home, a shop, restaurant, cafe, offices and a Christian charity offering free meals and a place of safety, as well as being a place of pilgrimage for Black Beauty fans. Now, every Wednesday and Friday, Red Wing's volunteers will reveal the inside of the historic half-timbered Anna Sewell House. Visitors can discover how Red Wings is continuing Anna's work and marvel at Black Beauty memorabilia, including dozens of different editions of the book loaned by a collector and Red Wing supporter. From the tiny downstairs room, steep stairs lead to a single room first floor with views over the green below. Up another precipitous staircase is the diminutive attic room, but this is not yet part of the tour. Gemma said Black Beauty is still on school reading lists today, and she would love to see literary events and research at the birthplace of one of Norfolk's most important writers. Anna Sewell House, Church Plain, Great Yarmouth, will be open for free from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. every Wednesday and Friday. Red Wings visitor centres at Aylsham and Caldecott near Yarmouth are open to the public every Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday.